This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
This is Luther Hughes reading My Mother, My Mother. When I was a child, I would run through the backyard while my father yanked dandelions, daisies, thistles, crabgrass, mowed, rearranged the stones around the porch. The task of men, though I didn't know. Blushed with cartoons and chocolate milk, one Saturday I found a bee working a dandelion for its treasure the way only God's creatures can, giving and giving until all that is left is the act itself. And there's faith, too. My mother used to say in her magnolia lilt, "It comes as it comes. There's a road to follow." When I swat the bee, I plea in triumph. My father, knee-drenched in manhood, grins, and his gold tooth glistens a likely tale. And when the bee stings my ear, I run to him screaming as my mother runs outside, hearing her only child's voice peel back the wallpaper. She charms my ear with kisses. This afternoon, I noticed a bee trapped inside the window as my mother on the phone tries to steal her voice to say her mother has died. I wonder if he can taste the sadness, the man on TV tells the other. The bee is so calm. The room enlists a fresh haunting. And the doorframe bothers. To believe her when she says, as the bouquet of yellow roses on the dresser bows its head and the angles of my clay bloom with fire, it'll be okay, is my duty as son. My mother sits in the hospital in San Antonio. Motherless, my mother is now a mother without the longest love she's ever known. My mother, who used to wake up before the slap of sunrise with my father to build new rooftops. My mother, who wrote, "I pray you have a great day," on stupid notes tucked in my lunchbox. My mother, who told the white woman in Ross to apologize for bumping into me as I knocked over a rack of pantyhose. My mother, who cried in SeaTac Airport as I walked through customs, yesing the woman who asks, "Is it his first time moving from home?" My mother, who looks at me with glinted simper when the pastor spouts disobedient children. My mother, who was told at a young age she'd never give birth, barren as she were. My mother, my mother. What rises inside me, I imagine inside her, although I've never had a mother leave this earth. I've never been without love.
About this poem, I was reading a lot of poetry about mothers and motherhood, specifically poems by Sharon Olds, Ada Limon, and Camille T. Dungy when this poem came to me. I have a complicated relationship with my mother, who is still alive, and I'm grateful for that. My mother was close to her mother, who died several years ago. And though my mother and I don't always see eye to eye, and although she can annoy me to death, I truly do love her. I can't imagine my life without her.